My name is Dominic Henning, and joining us now inside the Bulldog Hockey Locker Room, Assistant Coach Dave Sensor. Coach, as always, we start off with your analysis on the game, not the outcome you wanted from a coaching staff perspective. Of course, every team wants to win every single game, but your original thoughts on the game.
Well, more than anything, Dom, I'm very, very happy with the way we played tonight. And I know you mentioned there's a lot of people watching back home at Ferris TV, which is great. And, you know, they would have seen we really put forth a great effort tonight. You know, you can never guarantee results, especially in hockey, but you can guarantee effort. And I thought, you know, we really outplayed them. We outshot them 33-17, so basically 2-1. We probably outscoring chanced them 4-1 when we watched the video. So there's not much to hang our heads about here. You know, over the course of a long season, you're going to have the games where you dominate and, you know, you don't win, unfortunately. But you can't really hold it against the guys tonight. I thought they played excellent.
Taking nothing from Bemidji State, because I know they listen to these interviews and the whole conference does as well on the website at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. After the weekend series, I think it went all the way down to like the 6 or 7 minute mark in the second period before Bemidji State had a shot. And then it went all the way to like the 9 minute mark in the third period before Bemidji State had a shot. I mean, is that frustrating from a coaching standpoint where you're held shotless, you just can't find a way to score?
Yeah, it's frustrating to an extent where, you know, you do want to score, and that's what you got to do to win. But at the same time, it's very encouraging to see, you know, see your team play that well. So, you know, from our perspective, just to see the chances we generated and how we tilted the ice for that amount of time, that's very promising. And, you know, we got to the point where we knew we had to score a greasy goal and we just couldn't get it tonight. But, you know, more often than not, if we play like that, we're going to have some great results. So, you know, it is definitely frustrating not have the puck go in the net for us, but it's very encouraging to see, you know, take control of a game for the amount of time that we did tonight.
Live across West Michigan on 97.3 FM worldwide on the Bulldog Sports Network and FerrisStateBulldogs.com, and those watching on Ferris Television Cable Channel 97 in Mecosta County, Big Rapids, Reed City, Canadian Lakes, as well as on campus on Channel 22, talking with Assistant Coach Dave Sensor. Coach, you put on 33 shots on this team here. You find a way to score one goal. Did it seem like you just – was it a goaltender's kind of game here tonight between Mott and Andrew Walsh, or did Ferris State just not have the right – because there's times where it's called perimeter shooting. You're shooting for the perimeter, getting a lot of shots. Or did you think that Ferris State – had the correct opportunities, you just couldn't find a way to bury it?
Yeah, you know, I thought we really did have, you know, I know exactly what you're saying. A lot of times you can have the perimeter shots and, you know, the shot count can be deceiving. But tonight I think it was very, you know, it was probably even a little more one-sided than the shot totals, you know, demonstrate. And it's just one of those things where, you know, we generated the chances, I think, you know, and they weren't all perimeter shots. We did a great job going to the net in the grease areas. And we just had to be probably a little bit greasier, so to speak, in front of the net, in front of the crease there, and to find a way to tip one of those in. But, you know, overall, I thought the guys did a great job creating offense, and they were pretty responsible on defense tonight as well. So, you know, we'll take the good and the bad from this game and move on. Look forward to playing Anchorage next weekend back in Big Rapids.
Senior forward from Irvine, California, Corey Kane, 3 goals in 3 games. He's on fire right now.
He is. He's playing excellent hockey, and, you know, offensively, defensively, penalty kill, power play. You know, he's out there in a lot of different situations. He sees a lot of ice every night for us, and he really is playing outstanding, Dom. You know, he did a great job tonight, you know, not just with the goal he scored, but creating a lot of offense for us, you know, and, you know, he was hard for them to contain. So it's great to see Corey really step up, you know, toward the end of his senior year like this and play as well as he is right now.
You brought up the penalty kill. Ferris State last night, 2 for 2, successfully killing, and no goal scored on the power play for Bemidji State. How about tonight? 5 for 5 on the PK. That's a 7 for 7 total here this weekend against the Bemidji State Beavers. Assistant Coach Mark Hoffman, yourself as well, the coaching staff, instructing a good penalty kill, would you say?
Well, the guys did a great job out there, and, you know, certainly, you know, we were on the kill more than we would have liked to have been tonight, that's for sure. But, you know, I thought we did a great, great job, especially, you know, that 5 minute penalty that we killed there late in the second that carried over to the third. And just all night, you know, we really not only did we kill those penalties, but we didn't give them a lot of grade A scoring chances even. So I'm extremely happy with the way the penalty kill played tonight. And, you know, it's unfortunate we had to spend as much time of the game as we did on the penalty kill. But, you know, at least when we were, we had full confidence in our penalty killers and in CJ Mott in that.
All right, Coach, I don't know if you probably have not even thought about scouting Anchorage yet, because this was a big weekend on the Ferris State's hands, but I've never called the game against Anchorage in 5 years. What do you know about Alaska Anchorage right now?
Honestly, not a lot because, you know, we haven't played them since I've been here. And, you know, regard to that's really exciting. You know, it's fun to play the familiar teams over and over again. But there's something kind of new and exciting about, you know, playing a team that we haven't really played. And especially with as much riding on it as will be next weekend and playing it at home. And, you know, we're excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're a new opponent, you know, and they're having a great season. They're high up in the standings. You know, I think they were in third place in the league coming into tonight. So, you know, it's a good matchup between a team that's going to be, you know, in first place and a third place team. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm really excited to kind of, you know, get a chance to see them play and you know, see what they bring to the table. And I know they're a great team. I know their goaltender's been on fire, you know, this year. They swept Minnesota State a couple weeks back, right before we played them and got swept. So, you know, this is a great hockey team we're going to see next weekend. And it's going to be a kind of a fun new challenge for us.
Last question for you. I think Ferris State has the best winning percentage record at home in Big Rapids for any Division I college hockey team of the 59 teams in D1 hockey. Are you looking forward to get back to Big Rapids? And what is the reason that the Bulldogs have the best home ice advantage?
Well, definitely we're looking forward to getting back. I can't say that enough. I can't wait to get back at home, and I can't wait to play next week in front of our home crowd. And really, it's our crowd. It's a mixture. We have such a great atmosphere there. The mixture between the student section, which is absolutely outstanding. I mean, no offense to Bemidji and their crowd, but we come here and, you know, you see their student section and it doesn't even come close to comparing to ours. So, you know, the way our students come out and they represent it, you know, and they really, you know, they play a factor in the game too. It's not just like, you know, they're there and they're cheering on, but they actually have a role in the game. And if you talk to any coach and that we talk to it, and they hate coming to our building just for that purpose alone. But then the great support we've gotten on top of the student support this year, but from the community as well, has been awesome. You know, to know that we're going to come home and, you know, we'll have two sold out or close to sold out buildings, and the student section is going to be sold out, and there's going to be a tremendous amount of energy, and their crowd's going to be right on top of Anchorage. You know, we're excited about that. So certainly we can't wait to get home and play in front of our fans next weekend.
I'm sorry, I thought of one more question for you.
Go ahead.
You talked about the student section. The student section has been now sold out two years in a row in season tickets. Outstanding support. Ferris State sold out three of their last four games as well. So obviously support is huge of Ferris State hockey right now. I don't know if you know this or saw this. I've not brought this up on the radio yet this year. USCHO, which everyone knows in college hockey, is the number one college hockey website on the internet. United States College Hockey Online is what it stands for. USCHO.com rated the Dog Pound, the Ferris State hockey student section, as the most difficult student session to play in front of in college hockey. Your thoughts on that from a coaching standpoint and b a recruiting standpoint?
Well, it's tremendous. I mean, and it's hard to argue with them, that's for sure. And the, you know, the results that we've had at home, you know, like I said, they're not just there watching the game, they play a part in the game, they're a factor in the game. So that's awesome to have a student section that does that. You know, certainly from a team perspective, it gives us energy. If, you know, from a coaching perspective, you know, you can't wait to have that advantage, you know, working with you instead of against you. You know, from every perspective, it's great. You know, and hats off to yourself and John Coles and Perk Weisenberger and all the administrators that do such a great job to pack that building every night. But, you know, really, the community people are great, you know, packing it, and the student section's awesome. So definitely we can't wait to get home and play in front of that crowd. And I'm happy they got some recognition on USCHO. That's pretty good.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate your time. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Tom.
That's the assistant coach, Dave Sensor, with his thoughts and comments downstairs in the Bulldog Hockey Locker Room. Ferris State unable to pull this one out here tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up on the Johnson Automotive Post Game Show live across West Michigan on 97.3 FM and as well as on Ferris Television, cable channel 97, channel 22 on the Ferris State campus. This is the voice of the Bulldog, Sunny, 97.3 FM.